Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on this week's program. First, we want to discuss how Bibi Netanyahu is allowing the Hamas terrorist mass murderers to terrorize all of Israel, to paralyze southern Israel with thousands of rockets that they're firing on southern Israel, and Bibi does nothing. And we're going to describe just how outrageous and obscene the whole situation is. And the second subject we want to discuss is, why did Russia do so much and stick their neck out so much to elect Donald Trump? Why was the election of Donald Trump so important to Vladimir Putin and Russia? Why is Trump so much better for Russia than Hillary Clinton would have been? We're going to discuss both of those subjects, but first let's start off with Israel. You know, once again, Hamas terrorists are firing rockets into southern Israeli towns. And all of southern Israel has to live under sirens and threats and alarms and the danger. Bibi Netanyahu, the so-called prime minister of Israel, the so-called right-wing prime minister of Israel, he led an invasion into Gaza that was supposed to solve this problem several years ago. Do you remember that? Dozens of Israeli soldiers were murdered in that invasion, unnecessarily. Completely unnecessarily, because the Israelis can just go in and bomb and bomb and bomb and take care of a lot of problems from the air and not lose a single soldier. But they're so terrified, Bibi will gladly murder, he will murder Israeli soldiers by the dozens and by the hundreds in order not to offend the European Union and the United Nations and this country and that country. Because to Bibi, to a traitor like Bibi, and he is a traitor to the Jewish people, to a traitor like Bibi and to the other traitors in his government like Naftali Bennett, Avigdor Lieberman, and all of those disgusting political whores, the murder of innocent Jews, the murder of Jewish soldiers, is less important to them than public opinion in Jew-hating countries that want Israel and want the Jewish people to be destroyed and always have wanted the Jewish people to be destroyed. And so Bibi has sacrificed the lives of many Jewish soldiers on the altar of so-called world opinion, which is always against Israel no matter what anyway. And what's the result? Several years ago, we were supposed to have solved the problem. We didn't solve anything. The same rockets are being fired into Israel, except even more sophisticated and more damaging and more deadly than ever before. The same Hamas terrorists are perpetrating the same terrorist acts. In fact, they have escalated the terrorism on Israel's, where Israel's fence is, where there's a fence between and a wall between Israel and Gaza. The Hamas terrorists have escalated their murderous activities and their terrorist activities there. And so nothing was accomplished. So all of these Jewish soldiers that Bibi sent into the battlefield several years ago died in vain, completely in vain, accomplished absolutely nothing. Hamas won that war and wins all of these confrontations. Because if a nation with the technological know-how of Israel and with the strong army that Israel has cannot defeat ragtag terrorists, that is a tremendous victory for the ragtag terrorists, a tremendous victory for them. And the whole world understands that, and everybody understands that except for the Bibi supporters, people who continue to support this disgusting creature who calls himself the Prime Minister of Israel, this evil person. And he's like all the other Prime Ministers of Israel. They're all alike. You know, when Hamas fires missiles at Israeli schools, at Israeli hospitals, and Israeli marketplaces to try to murder innocent Jewish men, women, and children, when Hamas swears that they're going to destroy the Jewish people and paralyzes Israel's economy in southern Israel, southern Israeli towns are very often paralyzed for days because of this. It paralyzes Israel's whole economy in the South. When the Hamas terrorists are allowed to do this, you know how Bibi retaliates? He warns the Hamas terrorists that they're going to retaliate, and then bombs empty buildings or bombs an empty car. He bombed an empty car last week. An empty car he bombed. And the Hamas terrorists retaliate. How dare you bomb our empty car? Retaliated by firing dozens of rockets into Israel and terrorizing once again the people of southern Israel. This is the type of pathetic joke we have as a prime minister. Israel has not used 0.1% of her military might against her Nazi, Muslim, terrorist, cowardly enemies. Not 0.1% of her military might. Israel's military might is being held back and paralyzed by the self-hating, cowardly behavior of Israeli leaders and of the Israeli army. The Israeli army has generals who are also a bunch of leftist cowards and filthy scum that also will let Jews be murdered by the hundreds, by the thousands. They'll let Jews be murdered by the thousands, by the millions. During the Holocaust, millions of Jews were murdered because of this mentality. And we'll still never do what has to be done against our enemies. We need Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. We need him badly in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, to at least put pressure and point the finger and to expose what's going on and give the people of Israel an alternative to this evil behavior. Because all the parties that are currently in the Israeli Knesset, that are in the parliament, all of them are evil, all of them are phony, all of them are frauds, all of them are allowing this terrorism to go on for years and years and nothing is done. Moshe Feiglin wants to send in the Israeli army not to go in for a few days and have dozens of soldiers murdered for nothing and then quickly retreat and the same situation exists that always existed. No. He wants to liberate Gaza because Gaza is part of the land of Israel and he wants to get the Arab enemy out of Gaza. He wants to destroy the terrorists, completely destroy and literally physically destroy them, and then he has a program to encourage the Arabs to leave with compensation. And polls have shown that 90% of the Arabs in Gaza want to leave. It's a hellhole. It's a horrible, nightmarish place. 90% of them would love to leave. If you had an organized, sensible program like this, encouraging them to leave, almost all of them would. Can you imagine if Israel didn't have a million Arabs sitting in Gaza, or whatever the number is? They exaggerate the number. It's not a million, but the Arabs claim it's a million. It's an exaggeration. But can you imagine if Israel didn't have this disgusting situation and the Arabs were out and the Jews could once again liberate and settle throughout Gaza and throughout southern Israel and the southern Israeli economy could operate normally and function normally? Can you imagine the difference for the people of Israel? Can you imagine what Israel could become? This is what we are missing with the phony right in power in Israel. The phony right is even worse than the left. The left is also terrible. The phony right is even worse. We're getting the same rotten, failed, evil, murderous policies that have led to the murder of endless numbers of Jews. And Bibi Netanyahu has not only improved the situation is worse under him than it was even under the openly left-wing prime ministers. That's why we're trying to support Moshe Feiglin. That's why we advertise and we try to reach the people of Israel with our message. And tens of thousands of Jews have seen our message month after month. Of course, that's not enough. Of course, that's not enough. There are millions of Jews. There are 6 million Jews in Israel. And Moshe Feiglin's going to need like 150,000 votes to pass the threshold, something like 150,000 votes minimum he's going to need just to pass the threshold to get the minimum 4 seats that you have to get. Otherwise, you don't get Knesset representation, God forbid. So the fact that we reach tens of thousands with a video that goes against what all the other stuff that the people of Israel are seeing day and night on television and day and night on the internet, our one little message, they see our one message, and then they see 100 messages saying the opposite of what we say. And we're reaching tens of thousands, and the people with the opposite message are reaching millions, and they reach them every day, again, many times over with the opposite message. So of course we have a very tough uphill battle convincing the people of Israel. I mean, our one little video is going to convince them to go against everything they've been taught and everything they've been brainwashed about their whole lives. It's not easy. The only thing we have on our side, we don't have money. We don't have organization because they don't allow us to organize. We don't have any of the benefits of government corruption and other things that enable these other parties to buy votes. We don't have any of that. The only thing we have on our side is truth and justice and righteousness. And someday truth and justice and righteousness will defeat the corrupt money of the big parties. And someday truth and righteousness and justice will get a voice in the Knesset. And someday that voice will get louder and louder until the people of Israel will have true Jewish leaders for a change. That day will come. And we've got to do everything we can to bring that day into reality so that we can save the people of Israel. That's what JTF is doing, or as we call our movement in Hebrew, Koach Mesima Yehudi. That's what we do in Israel. That's why we have videos. And by the way, it's tens of thousands of views a month when we have our advertising campaigns. It's tens of thousands of views a month. That equals hundreds of thousands a year. So we are exposed to a pretty nice slice of the Israeli public. The problem is we're exposed with one video, and then they see 10, and then they see 10 or 20 or 100 news programs and 1,000 videos with the opposite message. That's very hard to compete like that. But we are going to compete anyway, and we have an obligation to compete no matter how difficult it is, no matter how much of an uphill battle it is. Because if we could just get him into the Knesset, if we could just get him the 150,000 or so votes that he needs to pass the threshold, if there was just one voice of logic and one voice of truth for a change, what a difference that could make. He would be like the boy who says that the emperor has no clothes. You know the story of the emperor has no clothes. The emperor, that all the people in the kingdom admire, is walking out of his palace and walking down the main street of the kingdom in the capital. And all the citizens are saying, yes, oh, what wonderful clothes you have, what wonderful. And the emperor is naked. He's completely naked. But he's walking down the street and they're all saying, oh, he has wonderful clothes. And everybody reinforces, even though deep down they know something's wrong here. But he keeps walking down the street and they keep saying, well, wonderful. Everybody says so, so it must be true. So they all say he has wonderful clothes, even though he's naked. And then a little boy, points to him and says, wait a minute. The emperor is naked. The emperor has no clothes. And then everybody realizes he has no clothes. And the whole situation is finally exposed for what it really is. Moshe Feiglin will expose the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that Netanyahu is a fraud, and that we could be a great people and a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests. Hashem, God has given us the tools to do everything we have to do to defeat our enemies. It is a desecration of God's name what is going on now in Israel, and it would be a sanctification of his name if we had true Jewish leaders, God-fearing leaders, Torah true leaders for a change. Moshe Feiglin, he's not as right wing as we are in JTF. We're more right wing than him, and we're running an independent campaign on his behalf because we actually have difference of opinion and we're actually more right wing than he is. But he is a good start. He wants to get the Arabs out with compensation. He wants to have privatize Israel's economy and end socialism and bring down the taxes and regulations and the burdens so that Israel will be a prosperous, great, booming society. He wants to do a lot of things that are very important to Israel, and he wants to give us rights. I will get into Israel if he ever becomes prime minister, and we will have the right to run, and we will have the right to present our views in an Israel that is run by Moshe Feiglin, because he wants to make Israel a truly free country and a truly free society where political correctness is protected, and people's freedom and people's liberty and people's right to express themselves is protected. So that's what we want in Israel. I don't know if we'll succeed in the next election that'll probably be held early next year. I don't know if we'll succeed, but we're going to try. And you can be part of that effort. And it's an effort worth trying. It's the only shot we got to, at least for the next few years, have someone telling the truth to the people of Israel and telling them the truth all the time from the podium of the Knesset. And so if you agree with that, help us. Help us financially and help us in every other way, because we want the people of Israel to know that the Israeli army, if their hands weren't tied, could easily solve this problem. And the Jewish people have the power to solve this problem easily, if only they had Jewish leaders for a change. The second subject we want to bring up is Donald Trump. And I know I've spoken about this a million times ever since that orange buffoon went down the escalator and announced his candidacy for president. You know, it's funny. Since he's been president, everything is going in the wrong direction, except the stock market went up, and so everybody said, oh, the economy is booming under Trump. What economy is booming? Because the stock market went up? Because the stock market went up? Meanwhile, national debt increased by $2 trillion under Donald Trump. Do you have any idea how much debt this country is in? Do you have any idea where this country's headed? And by the way, all the supporters of Trump were always speaking about national debt and how terrible it is when Obama was president. They were all telling them, we're going to go bankrupt. This is crazy. Sean Hannity used to speak about it almost every week. He used to bring this up on his radio program, on his television program, all the Fox people, how national debt is going to bankrupt America, how Obama is going to bankrupt America. They used to bring it up all the time. Now that Trump is president, and he's spending at a faster rate and putting us in debt at a faster rate than Obama, all of a sudden it's not an issue. Now that we've gone from $19 trillion in debt under Obama to $21 trillion in debt under Trump, all of a sudden it's not an issue. But let's put that aside for a moment. Why did Russia go through so much trouble and take such big chances to elect Donald Trump? Why were they so convinced that we had to have Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton? If Hillary Clinton is really so weak and so terrible and such a leftist who would be such an easy pushover, and Trump is the big, strong America First leader, why would the Russians, who hate this country, and Putin hates this country, he was a Soviet KGB agent, why would he so prefer Trump over Clinton? Do you realize how much the Russians did for Trump? You know that they released, through DC Leaks and other, and Guccifer and other phony sites, you know that they released hundreds of hacked Democrat emails during the campaign. Every day in the campaign, hacked emails were being released to the press, and the press was covering it. The media was covering it, by the way. Media covered, every time the hacked releases went out, the media covered it, and it hurt Hillary Clinton, and it helped Donald Trump. And the Russians released it every single day. For 2 months before the election, every day in September, every day in October, right up until the November election. Every day they were releasing these hacked emails. And it really was damaging to Hillary Clinton. It was embarrassing to her. It was damaging to her. And of course, Hillary Clinton is a pig, a disgusting person, and she deserves to lose and deserves all the terrible things should happen to her. The only problem is the person who defeated her is pursuing policies that from Russia's point of view, or even that from our point, in terms of Russia, his policies, Trump's policies, are worse than what Hillary would have done even. And she was terrible, and she was terrible. It's not easy to be worse than her. But I ask you, would Hillary Clinton have been so pro-Russia and pro-Putin like Trump is? I mean, of course not. We know she wouldn't have been because Obama wasn't and Bush wasn't. Bush and Obama were also appeasing Russia. But not like Trump. I mean, this is unbelievable. Constantly defending Putin, constantly fighting against sanctions, constantly preventing Congress from imposing sanctions or taking any action against Russia, trying to blockade any action by the European Union or by others against Russia or Russian activities. I mean, this is nonstop from him. He is serving Russian interests day and night as president. He is so obviously terrified of what Putin can reveal about him. And so the Russians understood what was at stake here. They saw that it was very much in their interest to elect Donald Trump, and they've been proven right. Trump is allowing them to take over together with Iran, Syria, and Iraq, and Lebanon, and create this massive threat on Israel's northern border. Trump is allowing them to do whatever they want in Eastern Europe, He's allowing the Russians to do what they want. And Trump, every time someone wants to investigate blatant Russian interference in an American election, which should be outrageous, every time somebody wants to do that, Trump calls it a witch hunt. Do you realize hundreds of Russia's top military and intelligence agents were involved in this campaign to help Donald Trump and to defeat Hillary Clinton? The hacking campaigns. I don't know if you realize how massive this was. Many of the messages you got on behalf of Donald Trump during the campaign on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Google, were from Russian sources and Russian front groups. They reached over 150 million people over and over and over again. Over 150 million people they were reaching. They had thousands of phony Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube accounts. Thousands of them, and reached over 150 million people. They spent huge amount. They spent tens of millions of dollars, which for Russia is no small thing, because Russia's economy is in very bad shape. They spent tens of millions of dollars, used their top intelligence and military officials to participate in this campaign. Hundreds of them. Dozens, by the way, of their top military and intelligence officials have already been indicted. Dozens of them have been indicted. And there's such clear evidence they caught them red-handed doing these things. Dozens of them. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Those are the ones who made the direct calls to buy ads and buy things on YouTube and Facebook and elsewhere. That's where the ones who have direct fingerprints that were caught. But there was a big campaign in addition to that behind the scenes that involved hundreds more. And, you know, they took a tremendous public relations gamble here. And indeed, Russian public relations has suffered. Russia is very unpopular now, and Russia has been exposed as an enemy of the United States in the eyes of most Americans, except for the Trumpsters. The Trumpsters will excuse any country, communists, Nazis, anything, as long as the orange Mussolini tells them that they should excuse it. As long as the orange Donald Duck says it's okay, they will support anything or excuse anything. Among Trump supporters, Putin is actually popular. Putin, a Soviet KGB agent who uses poison chemicals to murder people who disagree with his regime on the streets of London. Aside from the numerous journalists and opposition politicians and voices for free speech and for democracy that have been murdered in Russia, Putin just murders them. They're just shot to death, found dead, stabbed to death, or poisoned to death in Russia. I mean, it's no different than when the Soviet Union was in power. And so, who is worse? Both are bad, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on Russia, but let's face it, Donald Trump is much worse on Russia than even Hillary would have been. And that's saying a lot. But he is worse on this. He has actually made our policy even more appeasing and more destructive toward Russia than it would have been under Hillary and than it was under Obama. I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who's been worse on North Korea? Would Hillary Clinton have said that the dictator of North Korea, the North Korean Hitler, is very honorable, that it's an honor to meet him, that it's a pleasure, and he's very honorable, and that and not only that, Trump said the nuclear problem in North Korea has been solved. He solved it, he said. The problem is over now. Even though we have satellite photos of North Korea expanding their nuclear bomb-making program, expanding it, violating all their promises and agreements already, because they know that Trump isn't going to do anything. They know that Trump needs a public relations victory, because otherwise he'll be exposed as not being the art. He won't be the great master of the art of the sale if he doesn't, or the art of the deal. If he doesn't succeed with North Korea, he can't afford failure. And neither can Mike Pompeo, that other pig, who's the Secretary of State. They can't afford to fail. And so they're kissing this North Korean Nazi's tuchus and praising him. We see this in North Korea. We see this with Syria and with Iraq and with the Russian involvement there with Putin on issue after issue. Trump is turning out to be even worse even worse than the left-wing Democrats were. Unbelievable. And now he nominates a Supreme Court justice. That was, oh, yeah, you said, but the Supreme Court, that he's going to put real conservatives, right, like Scalia on the court. Remember he said he was going to put people like Scalia on the court? Remember we warned you in the videos he wasn't going to do that? Look at this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, who he nominates for the court, who worked for Bush and who was a Bush Republican. You should have voted for Jeb Bush if you wanted that. That's who Jeb Bush was going to put on the court. Jeb Bush would have put Brett Kavanaugh on the court. You might as well have voted for Jeb Bush. I thought Donald Trump was supposed to be different from all of the swamp politicians. You can't get more swamp than Brett Kavanaugh, he's going to be on the Supreme Court. He's the ultimate swamp Supreme Court justice. He went to Yale, he went to Harvard, he went to all the, you know, he was involved with, he was part of all the clubs and all the Washington insider groups. The ultimate example of someone from the swamp. The ultimate example. And he's a Bush Republican, he's a left-wing Bush Republican. That's the big victory you got with Trump on the court? That's the wonderful thing that you got, the great victory on the court? Anyway, the truth had to be told, and someday when it's too late, those of you who've supported Trump, when it's too late, you'll finally realize that he really was a disaster, and he is a disaster. By the way, what happened to the wall? I keep mentioning this because I keep wondering, where's your wall? Remember, build that wall. That was his number one promise. That was his number one issue, his number one promise, the number one, the key, the cornerstone of his campaign. His supporters, all Steve Bannon and Ann Coulter and the others, all said the wall is the reason we're supporting. If he builds the wall, we don't care about anything else. As long as he builds that wall, where's the wall? Not one brick has been laid for the wall. Not one penny has been allocated for the wall. And you don't even care. You don't even care. Massive amounts of money spent. Massive new debt. Huge expansion of the budget deficit. And you don't care. Running on his hands and knees and crawling in front of Vladimir Putin and humiliating the United States in front of the whole world, and you don't care. Humiliating himself in front of a North Korean Hitler, and you don't care. Excusing the worst behavior from the worst bloody dictators in history, and you don't care. At least JTF is here to tell the truth. Popular or not, we're going to tell the truth. Help us, join with us, and especially when it comes to Israel, what we're doing with Israel is essential for Israel's survival. Help us to bring the truth to the people of Israel before it's too late. If we work together as a team, we can still change history, and we can still make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.